Welcome back. In this video, we're going to consider when should somebody start a podcast? Well, the idea of starting a podcast is an appealing one. It is not overly expensive to start a podcast. However, a successful podcast is a well-planned podcast. One of the last things to happen in a successful podcast is when you actually hit the record button. Excellent planning will be the foundation of a great podcast and an overall wonderful experience. Now, in my case, I took one entire year of my life to think, prepare, and plan before I officially started. I took a $750 course to learn about podcasts. I hired an editor. I even had 9 to 10 episodes completely recorded prior to the launch date. Here is a sad fact. The majority of people who start a podcast, they have dreams of hundreds of episodes, and yet they will only last 6 weeks, maybe 6 months. Everyone starts strong. Everybody thinks this is going to be a blast. Soon, everyone realizes this is actual work. Sure, it's fun, but it actually takes time and effort, and I determined that I was going to do this. And I wasn't going to quit. Therefore, I thoroughly prepared before I just launched a podcast on a whim. You got to count the cost before building. However, I want to emphasize that a podcast does not have to be what I formerly considered as the rules of the road for a podcast. As I said earlier in this course, I used to think that the only reason to start a podcast was to have something produced and published every week, to have maybe around 250 to 300 episodes. Well, as I mentioned before, I've actually changed my mind. If you have an important message that you want to communicate, a podcast can be a great way to package that message and easily send it out to others. Now, given this broader vision of a podcast, the time to create one is now. However, a set of succinct and deliverable audio messages is not as easy as simply ordering the equipment and clicking record. Honestly, purchasing the right equipment is the easy stuff. The hard part is curating quality content. As they say in the world of video and audio and in writing, content is king. Who cares if you have a great sounding audio if your podcast content actually sucks? You need to work on building excellent content and communicating it well. Now, always remember the words of Pascal, the theologian, the philosopher, and the scientist. Pascal had written a one-page handwritten letter to his colleagues. And at the bottom, Pascal wrote, "P.S. If I had more time, I would have written less." Great communicators can succinctly say things. It takes time to create a content-rich podcast. It takes almost no time at all to hit record and blunder on and on and on. Remember, a great podcast does not start when you hit the record button. A great podcast is created long before you ever click record and speak into your microphone. You could start planning right now. Does that make sense? Awesome. I can't wait to see you in the next video.